MGTOW men, welcome back. For those of you that are new to my channel, and if this is your first time watching a video, I just want to let you know that each Sunday I make a video regarding the Bible and the red pills that I have come across in the Bible, and also how Christianity does influence my path as a MGTOW man. For some, this is a turnoff. It's fine. For others, that brings you here to listen. For some of you, you're indifferent about it. So regardless, there's wisdom to be had, and there is wisdom to be shared from what we read in Proverbs, from what we see with Samson and Delilah, from Joseph and Potiphar's wife. There are specific stories and just overall messages. But I also want to preface my talks with these introductions because I get this question a lot from people. There's a big misconception, and I got it from a viewer last week, and because I've received it countless times, a myriad of times, I figured that it would be important for me to address it. And the question is, isn't MGTOW an anti-Christian thing? Isn't MGTOW going against what Christianity teaches? So I also get this question that goes right along with it. If I'm MGTOW and I don't want to get married for whatever reason it is, and I'm a Christian, or how do I deal with my urges to have sex? I get both of these questions all the time. I probably get the second one a little bit more than the other. And how do I go my own way? Be a Christian. Or you say, are you a Christian, Hoodie? The thing is, we are going our own way from the way of the world. We've seen that the way of the world is leading a lot of people astray. We see that the way of the world is fleeting. We're going our own way from the way of the world around us. I mainly go my own way in life and from marriage and dating because it's largely become a trap for being back in the material world. That is the biggest connection. And it's not about a hate thing. It's not about a personal vendetta or an agenda. It's that it brings you back into the material. That's what I notice. So for the times that I've dated in my life, I never had disdain for the girls that I dated. That is not the point. I had disdain for myself because I was feeding my lustful side and I was feeding into the physical. But I also felt deep within that I was feeding into a path in life that I was not supposed to be on. I wasn't supposed to be on that dating path. I was supposed to be on that single path. For some, this is something that's easy to accept. For others, it's not so much. So there were some benefits to this. I got into better shape during the relationship. Maybe I started taking a little bit more financial responsibility at the time. Not that I wasn't in my life. It's just it provides a little bit different perspective, especially with being so young. So I felt the nudging in my heart. This is not the path that you're meant to be on. You're meant for an alone path. And looking back, when I have great regrets for the decisions that I made then, what is bad can be turned to good and used for good. And through it, I was open to investigate MGTOW, not because it guided me directly to MGTOW, but because I think I began to think differently. I began to see where I had been erred by some of the Christian teachings that I received, some of the doormat Christian teachings that I received, some of the just power through. Not all were bad, but some would affect me. And I had become too passive. I was growing up with a Protestant work ethic mindset. I was led to believe that I just needed to put up with things. But going along with this thought, this kind of misgiving, this feeling that I was not on the right path, I saw that I'm just a pilgrim. Why do I want to be reeled in by that which is on the wayside? Why do I want to be reeled in by something that's so fleeting? And I was listening to a talk the other day, a Joe Rogan with interview with Bill Burr. And the thing that really struck me is that he said, I don't pursue hobbies, or I don't pursue other things on the side that I pursue in life, or jobs that have a fleeting return. So he talked about drumming. You can never be perfect at drumming. You can always improve. It's an endless pursuit. And for him, that brought joy. And in a sense, that was what the MGTOW path was as well. So we're pilgrims. Why do I want to be reeled in by the wayside? The way I see it, MGTOW is not hate. MGTOW, like I said, is not disdain and anger. MGTOW men, we get a bad rap. I see it that many MGTOW men are more gracious, more thoughtful than the ones that are praised and are at bars looking for that late night fling. Because that goes along with the system. Because we are just pilgrims, and as a Christian, MGTOW, I am a pilgrim in a different sense. We're a pilgrim in a different sense. We are pilgrims, excuse me. So if I'm a pilgrim, I see it like I'm a small vessel, a kayak or a canoe going down a river that has a strong confluence. I'm sure that you've been on this type of river before. And as you're going down the river, you see that there are a myriad of stones, some trees, bushes along the wayside, along the edges of the river. That river's narrowing, and you are just trying to get by it. And as the river narrows, it gets a little bit slower, and there are all these tree branches that are trying to get into your kayak, snagging you as you go forward. MGTOW men, we are represented by that kayak, that canoe, and we're hoping to continue on without the distractions. And the world's represented by the impediments that mark the edges of the banks of those rivers. It gets caught in that little seat that you have in your kayak, the opening, and you get pulled aside. I want to be a pilgrim, and the MGTOW lifestyle coincides with that. So why is it that MGTOW is viewed as not being compatible with Christian beliefs? So it's assumed for so many reasons, one of which is because Christianity is seen as the organized religion, not as a faith and a way of living, a practice. Christianity is not a building, which is how it's been built up in a lot of places, and it's not a group of rules. And if it was, it wouldn't be MGTOW, because I don't need to tell you that neither of those things are related to the MGTOW lifestyle. We're removing the areas of control and are removing the dependency on physical spaces. So it's also not considered to be Christian because it's assumed that in order to follow the religion, you have to be married. So I'm going to reiterate my MGTOW thesis again. I don't have to speak on it organically. It's there for me. And this will answer the qualm and claim about MGTOW and Christianity. And I'm sure many of you know what I'm going to reference. I've done a talk about this. 1 Corinthians 7:25. Now about virgins, I have no command from the Lord, but I give a judgment as one who by the Lord's mercy is trustworthy. Because of the present crisis, I think that it's good for a man to remain as he is. And is it fair to say that we're in a present crisis right now? I think so. Are you pledged to a woman? Do not seek to be released. Are you free from such commitment? Do not look for a wife. But if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. For those who marry will face many troubles in this life. And I want to spare you of this. So if you're spared of certain troubles that are brought forth by being married, how much more freedom that you have to benefit the life that you're living and to benefit the life and lives of those around you. And that's not the thing that's really understood. So going on, what I mean, brothers and sisters, is that the time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they do not. Those who mourn as if they do not. Those who are happy as if they were not. Those who buy something as if it was not theirs to keep. Those who use the things of the world as if not engrossed in them. For the world in its present form is passing away. So what did I just say? We're kind of just going down that river. We're trying not to get snagged by the things on the wayside. And it's become that marriage and relationships are that thing that snags you on the wayside, where is it used to serve a function within society and a function within smaller groups of people and communities when we lived in very small communities. It's not that anymore. We live in the digital age, the technological age, first world countries. Look at what we have. So the things have changed. The game has changed. It's up to us to change with it. So two paths, choose the one that you want. And this right here is the defense that I use. MGTOW dovetails into minimalism. And minimalism is of value because it doesn't distract you from the glitz and glam of the world around you. That's not the main argument. It's not because I want to be stingy for the sake of being stingy. It's because it aligns with my life goals, my feigned attempt to bring a camel through the eye of a needle. And when you choose to get married, it just comes with the territory. You have to buy into the material in order to make it work. That's not something I'm interested in. If you can accept that, you should. And this is what we are commanded, and that is how I present my own videos and MGTOW responses. And the thing is, for those dealing with the temptation, I practice celibacy, and I practice it out of conviction, but also because it gives me a leg up in the world. I've talked about this. If I can manage that biological impulse, then I can manage what other people can't. Other people that are assumed to be higher than you in society, that are assumed to be higher at you at work, you're handling some impulse that they cannot. Kind of gives you an inner strength and an edge. And you need to find what you're waking up for in the morning. If you don't, then the freedom to pursue freedom in MGTOW is going to be hard. When there's no fight to pursue freedom to, then there's often no fight to deal with temptation. And that is when you cannot flee. If you cannot flee, you end up being David with Bathsheba instead of Joseph running away from Potiphar's wife. And that the number one message in dealing with the temptation is to not present yourself with the opportunity for it, as simple as it sounds. So from there, I talk about Samson and Delilah, Ahab and Jezebel, David and Michal, not because that's the core of the MGTOW pursuit and the MGTOW connection with Christianity, but to show that these teachings in MGTOW, they are as old as the planet, and they have not changed because biological instincts haven't. The world has been softened, the message is weaker, and men made weak through that as well. There's no clashing, there's only clashing when MGTOW is believed to be a cop-out, an excuse for unrestrained hedonism. If anything, it's applied discipline that brings forth unappreciated fruit. SunriseCity@gmail.com, SunriseCity on Twitter. Hoodies out, men. Enjoy your day. Hoodies out.